Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Police receive state grant for bar and restaurant compliance checks. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette Police Department received a state grant to conduct compliance checks at local bars and restaurants licensed to serve alcohol. According to Police Captain Eric Voss, officers visited 19 establishments over the weekend to ensure compliance with city and state liquor laws. The checks focused on preventing underage drinking, identifying potential overserving of alcohol, and monitoring for disturbances. Voss said inspections are typically conducted on Friday and Saturday nights when establishments are busiest. In addition to issuing any citations for violations, officers must submit their findings to the state to verify the grant is being used as intended. The department also benefits from a separate directed patrol grant, which funds increased patrols in high traffic areas to enforce traffic laws and promote public safety. Llamas among lawmakers spied on by FBI sparks outrage in Washington. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming is among nine Republican lawmakers who were secretly surveilled by the FBI as part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot, according to documents released Monday by Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley. Cowboy State Daily reported the document, dated September 27, 2023, reveals that the FBI conducted what's known as a toll analysis, collecting phone data that included call times, durations, and general location information from January 4th through January 7th, 2021. The analysis did not include the content of the calls. Senator Lummis was informed of the surveillance just before the document's release. In a statement, she said she was appalled that the Biden administration used the FBI to spy on the private communications of Republican U.S. senators, myself included. She called it a blatant assault on constitutional rights and demanded an immediate investigation and prosecution of those responsible. Other lawmakers named in the memo include Senators Lindsey Graham, Josh Hawley, Marsha Blackburn, Ron Johnson, and Tommy Tuberville, as well as Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania. Grassley said that the FBI's actions were an outrageous abuse of power and compared them to the Watergate scandal. He credited whistleblowers for exposing what he called weaponizing of federal law enforcement. Wyoming's other congressional leaders also condemned the revelation. Senator John Barrasso called it an outrageous abuse of power and vowed to support efforts to hold those responsible accountable. Representative Harriet Hageman said the Biden administration had weaponized federal agencies to spy on senators, harass citizens, and crush dissent. The FBI's internal file system reportedly labeled the records as prohibited access, meaning most agents could not view them, raising further concerns about secrecy within the Bureau. Grassley said the Arctic Frost probe, as the FBI called it, began in 2022 and has since come under intense scrutiny. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.